Special witness, our bodies are temples, and the Spirit of the Lord should dwell there and shine through. We can learn important lessons by comparing the church's temples to our physical bodies as temples. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles shares some of his thoughts on this subject. What we take into our temple. A member of the church must be worthy and have a recommend to enter into a dedicated temple. We should take into our bodies only things that will positively affect us both spiritually and physically. What we put on our temple. The church's temples are recognized throughout the world for their beauty. The buildings are made of the finest materials and constructed with true craftsmanship. We must be thoughtful and careful about how we dress and what we put on our personal temples. Like it or not, other people make judgments about the restored gospel by what they see in us. What we do to our temple. Imagine our reaction if we saw graffiti on the exterior of one of our church's temples. The very thought of finding such inappropriate markings on a temple is offensive. We must not participate when the fads and fashions of the world entice us to mark, to pierce, to deface, or to disfigure our personal temples. What we do with our temple. Temples are built and dedicated to accomplish righteous purposes. Sacred ordinances are available only in the Lord's house. Our personal temples must be used to accomplish righteous purposes. Our physical body is a blessing, a timeless trust, and makes a forever family possible. End of article, Special Witness. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles.